VE5SD from VY1MGS. Derek, thanks for sharing. Thanks for being there. I like your answer. The favorite single sideband, but quite often it's quite... You know what? That's... I have a very similar answer, actually. Because of my location, I actually do a fair amount of FM to VoIP. But I do like the single sideband. We'll break with V5SD. 7-3, Derek. Catch you down the log. Let's go talk to Paul, VE3IFC. What do you have for the net today? Today's question is, what's your favorite mode? Off to you from VY1MGN.
Well, thank you for taking my check-in when I'm late to the party. I have to admit, my favorite mode is CW. Back when I first got my license, it was mandatory, so that's my first love. But now, I have antenna restrictions. I can't put up long wires and beams and all that, dipoles, so I'm a big All-Star fan. please forgive me, but All-Star opens up lots of doors that HF couldn't do and can't do for me. So thank you for being there, and thank you for letting me express my first love, CW. What do you think of that? I mean, E3, India, Foxtrot, Charlie.
VE3IFC from VY1MGS. Hey, Paul, thanks for sharing. Oh, that's great. I'm envious about CW is your first love. I hope to be able to make a contact with CW one day. All-Star, VoIP, yeah, with so many options there, we really, that's really great. And again, with the hobby being so big, it lends itself to adapt as we need, which I think is really core to amateur radio, is adaptation, flexibility, R&D, different tools for different jobs, different situations. Glad to hear you there. Look forward to catching you down the log. Enjoy the rest of your day, Paul. We'll break with the VE3IFC, and let's go talk to Bill. Bill, you're going to tie the ribbons on it. What do you got for us? K6PKL from VY1MGS.
Okay, well, I want to make an invitation in that fact. If you need some help with getting the VoiceOver IP system going. I'm on All-Star, by the way, so because they had really good voice quality, as you can tell. And I may have a little hum in there, but that's just has to do. The system I have is all homemade, and it's used a commercial Kenwood transceiver because I get the carrier-operated squelch signal out and all that. So I'm using that for my, and then I'll go into an amplifier or so, and then directly out into a commercial UHF antenna. It goes to 444-200. So if you need any help, well, my email address is active in QRZ.com, so, and I will respond, so, to anything that you need to do. And you know, that's part of ham radio, you know, it's helping each other, so, and has to do with that. And I really like the challenge of different things I do. I built a satellite antenna, got it as a kid out of China, and I put together, so, a little later here, I'm going to start seeing what I could do on that dual band antenna. It's a Yagi, and it has a duplexer built in and all that stuff. So that's my next adventure there, is seeing what I can do on the satellite. So, but it appears to me like I may have to buy another transceiver, man, because the earlier comment was that he does a lot of his stuff on satellite on sidebands, and I may have to do the same thing. But I have a single 2-meter sideband transceiver, but I don't have one to work dual band. You need that for our satellites because it goes in 440 and out in 2 meters. K6PKL, have a good one, everybody out there, and hang in there.
K6PKL from VY1MGS. Oh, thank you, Bill. I appreciate that offer. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's going to be a winter project for me, and I'll note it. I really appreciate the offer. really appreciate the offer. I hope I'm reaching out to you in the winter time. And that repeat or the satellite stuff sounds very interesting. Yeah, I have some designs for such as well. That's based on my current workload. I expect that's a project for another year, maybe. But I'm looking forward to that. Okay, and hang in there. Yes, hang in there, everybody. Thanks for being there. Thanks for being part of the hobby. Thanks for checking in, everyone. It's a great pleasure. It's a great pleasure to be participating in this net, hosting this net. I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful for all of you. All the best. 73 friends, this is Victor Yankee 1, Michael Sierra. And that will conclude the Trans-Canada Net. Big thank you from all of us at Net Control. Big thank you to Mission Control. And of course, a big thank you to everyone who called in today. Catch you down the log. 7-3. This is Victor Yankee 1, Michael's here. I am clear.
Yeah, one final comment. Our winters are very mild here where I live, and so basically, wintertime is actually a good time probably for you all up there to do your projects while you're snowed in. Hi. KCKL Centuries.
K6PKL from VY1MGS. Yeah, you got that right. We got a lot of, you worked in Alaska and stuff. You know the scene, I think. Yeah, we get a lot of dark, cold, so kind of nice for some indoor products. So. We're in the, not winter, so we're into the, generally the outdoor projects. You got it. Always a pleasure, Bill. 7-3 from VY1MGS.
Pleasure talking to you too, and enjoy the hobby like I do. K6PKL Centuries.
VY1MGS. Are you still there, Michael? VE3IFC.
VE3IFC from VY1MGS? Yeah, I am still here. Go ahead, Paul.
I want to thank you, Michael. The way you tied the ribbon on this net was very eloquent. Very well said. And I do a net control for our local club, and I understand when you say it's a privilege to be a net controller, and I also want to thank you for being an inspiration. You make a good role model, Michael. So from one net control local to one net control Trans-Canada, I tip my hat to you and thank you. As I said, you're an inspiration. And I agree with everything you said, so fine business, Michael, fine business. VE3, India Foxtrot, Charlie, clear.
VE3IFC from VY1MGS. Paul, thank you so much. Those words mean a lot to me. I've been very lucky to have a number of role models and mentors in my life in the past and now that I do similarly for me. I'm glad I can pay it forward, as it were. great respect. Another NAC controller to another. Cheers, Paul. Thank you so much. Keep up the good work, sir. VE3IFC from VY1MGS.
Net. Net control.
VY1MGS monitor. And VY1MGS is going QRT-73, everyone. Always a pleasure. Catch you down the log. VY1MGS clear.
G5 ZWH. How about it, Robert?
VE1 Echo Papa, VE1 EP, VE3 IFC. Nothing heard. BE3 IFC clear.
VE3 IFC, VA3 HLY.
Good afternoon, Henry. I was hoping to connect with you today. How are you?
Good afternoon, Paul. I'm fine. I'm actually very fine. Just relaxing in the QTH, haven't been out or anything. I called you yesterday from the trail, but didn't get an answer. But you would know that, right? So today I'm sitting around the QTH and licking my wounds kind of thing, you know. Parts of my body are a little achy. back to you, Paul, VA3HRY.
Yeah, I got a really nice video of some fellow riding on a rail trail, so that made me smile for sure. That's an excellent